please contemplate, meditate and, 50, pray to the Almighty Source very seriously, knowing the awakened ones of light will be given love and support. In the days ahead you will need to be fortified by a daily connection to your higher self in order to live through the possible events known as the tribulation, and to be admitted into that transformational period leading to the thousand years of peace. In all ways cleanse yourself, especially at the mental and emotional, psychological level where the distortions of doubt in the human personality would keep you from surrendering to the Creator of all. Since the human family needs to prepare its love nature for an upgrading into heavenly realms, I beseech you to cleanse your inner unconscious limitations, your fear, anger, your sadness, regret, guilt. By enrolling with any legitimate healer you can release the negative habit patterns which prevent the full expression of God's love to yourself and those around you. This is the time of self-cleansing. All are required to do it. When you are healed and capable of peacefulness, each one, then the planet will be filled with peace and war will end. The most difficult part of this will be the surrender of your ego/personality's desire to maintain its own power and think it knows best what it should do at any given time. I assure you that there is no one, on this planet who knows the best action to take every day unless she or he is listening to the voice of God within. You may have a general direction, but you will lack specifics. The only rule is to be willing to cooperate with one another and to listen and await the universal pattern to unfold from our greater realms. We are waiting and watching to see how many souls will choose to go forward in a state of peace, love, and service. Yes, there is a general plan for you to follow, but the exact details and its timing will be determined by your response. Specifically, then, there are probabilities of the events within the year ahead, but these could be improved and ameliorated by your change to peace and the giving up of war and military aggression both on Earth and in outer space. Each of you will be saved to the degree you surrender your little, personal will to the greater will of the Creator and the heavenly realms. Each of you will participate in the glorious events of the Golden Age to the degree that you now practice love and show commitment to a just and spiritual purpose. You have my personal promise, joined with the thousands of, 51, other spiritual and religious teachers of all times, that we have not left you comfortless as this spiritual fruition draws near. Choose God, choose love, and be assured your choice will be registered for or against as you decree it. I once told you that each soul must make its own decision, even God will not require your obedience. Think on this choice with diligence and sincerity, and you will not be led astray by others of a negative understanding. Trust your heart and inner God voice to lead you in all things, and you will know the best solution on any issue. If you are committed to God, then every other aspect of commitment to your family, spouse, friends, neighbors, and workplace must be subordinated to it. You must not compromise God's teachings for any other idol of the physical life that is not of the highest love, the total good. In some cases this means you will be in disagreement with those you care about. Nonetheless, the love of God must come first in every life. All else follows this commitment. Because you are the light and knowingness, I strongly urge you to take this identity and quality into all activities of your world. Most particularly take it into those causes and movements, gatherings and organizations that seek to improve humanity's responsibilities as caretakers of the earth. Peace organizations are a good example of places where the unified power of meditation and visualization are critical. If you understood energy and could see it with your eyes, you would realize why groups are immense power cells of light and focused thought. And it is this focused thought, shared with us of higher dimensions, that increases the output of your love. As long as you think you do it alone, you limit the quantity of power available to accomplish the task. Your light is very low wattage by itself, but when you ask the Creator to assist you in manifesting your purpose or need, that light and power are greatly, very greatly increased. But we see you do not realize this and take a secular path which frequently does not even mention the word God or higher power. This is not to your advantage and does not further your purposes during this time when we are saturating your planet with huge amounts of light and love so that you can manifest peace. We are standing ready to assist you, yet you ignore our presence and dedication to the deepest desires of the human heart, peace. If you could see the amount of light and energy we add to, 52, the good thoughts you have, when asked, then perhaps you could face asking for assistance. Your fear that peace organizations may be thought of as religious restricts your own good. Therefore, I say to you that at any meeting where you gather in the name of peace, or where you walk or march for peace, you should ask that the power and support of God, or heavenly forces, be present to help bring fruition to your ideals. By that act you benefit more than you can ever dream. And being spiritual and being religious are two different things. We do not ask you to designate any one religion, but we do ask you to recognize the Creator of all and call upon that power, force, or source, to support your plans. It is also possible during such times of quietude that we can slip suggestions into your minds with ideas that might be useful to your peaceful purposes. You have an earth saying, try it, you'll like it. And my suggestion is that you do try it. There is much to gain. And peace is a spiritual issue if you think about it, because it requires love and love is of God. Therefore, if the leaders of various peace movements fail to recognize the source of peace as love and the source of love is God, their efforts will automatically be minimized by the law of cause and effect. For you cannot bring to fruition more than you can imagine and project by thought. At a recent peace meeting of some magnitude, there was no attempt to settle the large audience into a focused state of peaceful intention before the program began, nor was any closing ceremony to further unify healing to Earth and humanity given. This was a great loss for the particular audience, but more so for the planet and humanity. We trust that the leaders of such organizations will be persuaded to include such a simple opening or closing as part of every gathering, even those where planning is done. Or would you continue to do these things alone and reap the result which all your history demonstrates has been unsuccessful? Yes, you should get more peace workers, but for each human being, would you not also wish the same or greater number from spiritual realms on your team? Furthermore, we would suggest that instead of having nearly 1,000 peace organizations with separate goals, that you be willing to cooperate with each other for a major thrust of combined power. This joining together, or networking as you call it, is going to be critical in the time remaining through 1986 when our intense, 53, support of your efforts is available. You see, beloveds, if you of the peace movement cannot come together in joint endeavor, how can you expect those who do not believe in peace to learn from your example? For only in combining talents and willingness can you model to others that it can be done on Earth. Truly, I hope you grasp the deep significance of what I share. If not you, then who else will become that positive model, that demonstration for peace? Nor should peace groups work alone. Environmentalists, healers, religious groups, and men and women of goodwill everywhere can join the Love Corps. I say this to remind you that your own plans, without the guidance of God over these past 7 million years, have brought you tragedy. Surely it is time for the mass of Earth dwellers to acknowledge that they must cross lines of apparent separation, join energies in peaceful purpose, and ask for our support. This is what the Golden Age is about. Once again I say it. Your peace organizations or groups for any cause, separated as they are, will fail without mutual cooperation and without the recognition of a power greater than yourselves. You must invite spirit into your midst because of your free will nature. Yes, you image makers were given free will, and you see before you the results of that gift. You see the dissension, the rage and violence and the war. Is this what you want? Or are you finally ready to cooperate with one another and accept help and guidance from the sages and truth bringers of all time? To cease separation from the Creator, and also one from another, is the highest form of wisdom. Please do not wait until the fires burn out of control and the plague spreads unchallenged to call upon our assistance to aid your work, your honorable cause of peace. Do you hear my concern? It is given with love, though tinged with the sadness of watching a humanity which continues in the quicksand of ignorance and self-will. In the name of our Creator, I once more ask you to assist each other to achieve peace and also request us to join you in your desire to implement it. Think about your role, my beloved brothers and sisters, and choose God above all things. Put your purpose into practice. With a magnificent burst of light, let us leave the limitations of Earth's density and ride into rainbow streams of color to brighten your soul. Listen to the soothing celestial refrains refreshing your memory, joyously recalling who you truly are. Starseeds come forth. The long sleep ends. Take God's remembrance, our hands, and levitate with us into higher and higher realms of knowing. Be reborn into the tomorrow of a new creation. Rise up, dear ones, and take your place in the cosmic bliss of a shimmering golden age, for the awakening children of light are loved and are safe. And with that absolute promise, I say, give glory to God. Give thanks to God that you are the prodigals returning and that you have given up all doubt. You have been gone a long time. Soon you will rest and laugh and glow ever more brightly as inhabitants of God's illustrious suns, planets and stars. The Creator's plan contains infinite opportunity for all. Come now, enjoy, as our love corps makes the journey, hand in hand, filled with certainty and excitement. We leave no one behind who wishes to join. Come. Your opportunity is here. Our appointed hour is at hand. I close with the hope you are refreshed by the truth and by your opportunity to become a shining example of its power. In the Creator's name, let us say, together, Amen. 1994-1995 comments are contained in chapters X and XL, 54. Earth's purpose in God's 12th universe. To understand my appearance on the Earth nearly 2,000 years ago, you need a framework and a context in which to hold the information, or it makes little sense to the intelligent mind, the seeking heart. But I warn you that the truth will probably startle you, because the historical records of this planet have been so decimated over the eons of time that you hardly know any truth about its geology, its geography, its peoples or their activities. Therefore, you do not understand or know the truth. Regrettably, your textbooks in the schools have done little to further the truth, because only a modicum is provable by the actual evidence you now perceive. Lands and cultures have come and gone, and many lie under miles of ocean water or mountain debris beyond your direct knowledge. Only with recent photographic techniques used in space, looking back at Earth, do your geologists begin to see the actual physical evidence beneath the Earth's surface. And there is much more to learn. Much more. That is why I have come to share an abbreviated history of Earth with you, at least in part, so you can begin to grasp the enormity of your present situation and understand the reasons why a world teacher like myself came to this place 2,000 years ago to bring this 250,000-year phase of humanity's spiritual evolution to its conclusion. If you will open your imagination and become as a child, you have much to gain. Let your intellect relax and soften as your intuition comes into gentle knowingness. Give your soul connection first priority, and let its knowing, along with your heart's response, confirm what I say. If you dare to do this, your life will change in a way you would have thought impossible, and you will find yourself connected to the living God in a deeper, more life-affirming manner than ever before. For this is the ending of an era, the ending of an age, the ending of my leadership over the earth in the way your scriptures reported me as Jesus of Nazareth. There is now a greater Jesus, for I have grown and expanded as you children of light are also doing. Understand that my essence is now with the Christ consciousness, even as part of my energy guides planet Earth. Having so said, let 55, me explain my meaning.